Track 5, Bank Exercise. Now, as mentioned in Track 3, let's go to the bank exercise. The bank exercise is exactly what it sounds like. We create a bank for the resident to put something in. You use the caps and bowl idea, but the bank exercise is a way of adapting the success therapy activity to be one more notch difficult on the difficulty scale. Take the lid from your 2-cup butter dish tub and cut a rectangle in the center the same size as the cap to be placed inside. In this case, a gallon milk bottle cap. A way of adapting the difficulty of this activity is by adapting the size of the hole. You might have a care plan goal to do the bank exercise with a 3-inch circular or rectangular hole, and your revised goal might be to drop the cap in the bank with a 2-inch hole. Once again, the kind of object from the double thick gallon milk bottle cap to a poker chip can be used, depending upon the alertness level and the thumb and index finger dexterity of your resident. So, two ways of adapting this activity to the ability level of your resident is by changing the size of the hole in the lid and changing the kind of materials to be placed through the hole. In the bank exercise, a third way of adapting the difficulty level is by adjusting the level of the assistance you give the resident. The lowest or simplest goal would state to drop 3 caps in the bank with total physical assistance. To accomplish this, you would place the gallon milk bottle cap between your resident's thumb and index finger, place it over the lid of the butter dish, and actually you push the cap through the lid and say sincerely, "Good job. You really did a good job." Then place another cap between the resident's thumb and index finger and repeat. Keep in mind, this provides the resident with an opportunity to have a successful experience and a feeling of accomplishment. A higher level of difficulty would be to place the gallon milk bottle cap in the bank with partial physical assistance. To implement this with the resident, place the gallon milk bottle cap in the resident's hand, and with some physical assistance, they push the cap through the hole. The approach would be to use the resident's name, or to have eye contact, or to request the resident to drop the cap into the bank. The highest level of difficulty is when the resident places the gallon milk bottle cap in the bank upon your request. You might say, "Mary, can you put the cap in the bank for me?" Mary picks up the cap and drops or pushes it through the hole, depending upon the size of hole that you've made. The difference between this and the previous approach is that only verbal prompting is used here, and in the previous approach, physical prompting was used. Question 5. What are two ways of adapting the bank exercise to the ability level of your resident?